When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
Economics 101, Black Power Economics, The Building Blocks. Economics and Black Power Economics. Economics is a science. By that, I mean it is an organized system of activities as opposed to a random series of activities. We must remember that, as important as it is, money is only an economic tool. There are other tools that are much more important than money. We must be astute enough to refocus, to look at the picture from a different angle, and put ourselves in a better position to determine what is best for us. What we will discover is this: one of the keys to an independent Black Power economic system is actualizing economic principles that might not have been actualized before. This will be one of several classes that ask fundamental economics questions and answers those questions as simply as possible. The question for this class is, what has to be managed? We have to manage our money. We must remember, the foundation of our economy must be our people, not money. The foundation of any sane economy must be human beings, not dollars or profits. Anytime there is a conflict between people and another source of wealth that is difficult to resolve, the people must be upheld and that other source of wealth must be relegated. It might seem ludicrous when you look at it in immediate terms, but in the long run, it will keep negative tendencies in check and prioritize human well-being as the key to the economic health of our people. At times, passing on a promising source of income in order to hold true to a principle might seem counterproductive. It is easy to imagine how much could be accomplished if we make exceptions here and there, but it is not easy to imagine how much harm we might do to our objective if we stray because negative ramifications frequently will not make themselves identifiable immediately. Negativity oftentimes functions in a sinister way, and by the time it makes a public stance, it will have entrenched itself enough to claim some degree of legitimacy. Delegitimizing negatives after they have been around for a while, even though they are negative, can be a long, painful, divisive, and wasteful process, a process we should want to avoid. We must be careful, very careful. Without the exception, the rule would not exist. There will be times when we are tempted to slight even the most sacred rule. During those times, we must remember, missing out on a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity is not going to kill the development of Black Power economics, but betraying a valued principle in order to take advantage of immediate benefits might hamper us for a very long time. The basis of our economy must be our people, but our economy, the economy of the Black nation, cannot be based on individuals who are shuffling and jiving when it comes to the financing of the Black nation. We cannot make it on begrudging physical and financial handouts from Black individuals. Financing our economy must be a priority of the highest order. In order to advance a Black Power economic system, we must recognize that money, particularly the dollars we earn in a White Power economic system, is a tool. To get the most value out of money, we have to use it in a consumer mode to the smallest degree possible, and in an investment mode within the Black nation to the greatest degree possible. Those Black individuals who are serious about contributing to the elevation of Black people can manage to do that.